Are you next?
Awesome. Please come take a seat right here.
I haven't seen you in a while. Good thing you came to me. This jungle on your head could seriously use a trim.
Let me just get this smock over you before we start. So we're cutting it to a short, manageable length, like always. Excellent. You're going to look so handsome when I'm done with this monstrosity you call a hairdo. Oh, come on. I was just kidding. Not about the handsome part. I'm going to make you look great. So tell me, how are things with you? Nothing out of the ordinary? Story of my life. Sometimes I can't help but think all of my days are blurring into one, you know? It's like every day is just this endless stream of people sitting down, telling me all their problems, and all I can do is listen and nod. Oh, I don't hate my customers. I love them. But it sometimes feels like I'm more of a counselor than a hairdresser.
I've never had that problem with you, though. You're always content to sit there and listen to me. You've got to be one of my most quiet customers. It's kind of cute, I must say. If you could just tilt your head forward, please. Thank you. Goodness, I'm getting hair all over you. Let me get it for you. Oh, what's this? Is that? Oh my God, are you hard? In my chair. Oh no, it's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's perfectly natural for this to happen. I'm sure you were just daydreaming, got a little too lost in your thoughts. Before you knew it, you were, well, pitching a tent. Unless, no, that wouldn't happen. You wouldn't get hard over your hairdresser, right? I'm sorry if I don't know how to react. I don't really get customers popping boners while I cut their hair. Although, maybe we could have some fun together. Liven up our mundane lives. You think you'd be able to jerk yourself off for me? Come on, you've got a smock covering you, and it's not like anybody's gonna notice. Good. But before we get started, I need to lay down some ground rules. If you're gonna jerk, you're gonna do it my way. So as long as you're sitting in that chair, I own you, and you will address me as mistress. Every time I give you an instruction, you'll do it immediately and reply, "Yes, mistress." Is that clear? Good boy. Already so eager to obey me. Now start rubbing your cock through your pants. No jerking yet. You need my permission before you can start stroking. That's it. Get that dick straining against your pants. You're starting to look uncomfortable. How about you pull out your cock for me? Now I want you to use your fingertips to massage the head. And don't you dare touch the shaft yet. Unless, of course, you want me to punish one of my cutest customers.
Would you like some styling gel? I think my bottle's empty. I'll just pop into the back real quick and grab another one.
Keep rubbing. I want that cock throbbing for me when I get back.
Ah, here it is. Now, did you have any style in mind? No, no worries. I will just work my magic.
Hold out your hand.
Got it all over your hand. Sorry about that.
Now rub it onto your cock. Don't worry, it's not gel.
You want to know what it is?
Well, let's just say the idea of you getting hard in my salon soaked my panties. And now my pussy juice is gonna drip down that stiff shaft that's begging to get stroked. I want you to take your fist, place it at the tip of your penis. Now slowly stroke all the way down to your balls and imagine your hand is my wet pussy swallowing your cock. Good boy. Imagine what it'd sound like with you inside me. Imagine how loud your mistress would get when a hard cock pounds her tight cunt. Oh, now start stroking softly for me, not too quickly. I don't want anybody to figure out what we're doing. I've got to say, I love this. You sitting in my chair, stroking in this crowded salon with all these people so close to us. The only thing standing between you and public embarrassment is that thin piece of cloth. All the while, you're completely at my mercy. I find that so sexy. Why don't you speed up for me? Sexy, you've got to try and hold in those delicious whimpers you're letting out. As wonderful as they are, we cannot let anybody in our secret. This has me wondering how many times you've checked me out before. Maybe you've gotten hard while I was cutting your hair plenty of times and I didn't even realize. No, I don't mind. If I turn you on that much, then by all means, look as much as you want. Start stroking even faster now. And while you're at it, show your balls some love and massage them for me. I could make you do just about anything, couldn't I? I know you love it. I know you love the feeling of obeying a gorgeous woman like me. I don't even have to yell or scream. Knowing that you'll make your mistress happy is all the motivation you need to obey. You want to make me happy, don't you? I think I need to test just how submissive to me you really are. Stop stroking your cock. Now. Oh, good boy. You've made your mistress very happy. So happy, in fact, I'll let you come. You can keep stroking my obedient boy. Now I'm gonna count down from 10, and when I reach 1, I want you ready to explode. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Stop stroking. Hurry up, get your hand off your dick.
Hey. Oh, you heading out soon? No, I'm just gonna stay here a little longer. I've been working on this guy for a while. I'll finish him off and catch up with you guys. Bye.
What's with that look?
Oh, did my little jerking slave really have its orgasm ruined?
That must have been maddening.
To be right on the edge of releasing all that cum you've been denied. Don't worry, sexy. If you start stroking for me again, I'll start the countdown. Oh, yeah, just like that. Harder. And faster. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Halfway there. 4, 3. Remember, you only come when I say. 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Ah, yes. Come for me. Show your mistress what a good boy you are. I think we're all done here. Looking very handsome, just like I said. Now let me brush you off. You might want to take this hand towel and wipe up any stray hairs I might have missed before you go. There we are. Have a wonderful day. You're welcome.